Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies, Stormy Nights, Pirate Ships, and Bully Buccaneers. It would probably sound cliche for me to start this episode by saying, it was a dark and stormy night. But in this case, it was all too true.
We need a contingency plan in case of bad weather. These weekly game nights are killers.
Hobart, you're messing things up.
Sorry, I did not bring a towel.
Anyone notice it smells like wet dog?
What?
That's hysterical. Wet dog. Priceless.
It seems that on rare occasions, Boaz actually has a sense of humor.
No, it actually smells like wet dog in here.
Well, so much for that theory.
I thought you knew everything, narrator.
Oh, I do, but there are times I forget.
It must be hard to know everything and then forget it.
A burden I carry every day, Harley.
So what happens next?
What happens next is critical to the story.
Really?
Yes. You see, there will be a bolt of lightning that will hit a transformer, causing the power to go out. You bullies will be all alone in the dark, and you'll have to stay here all night.
What are the chances of that happening?
Pretty good, I'd say.
I'm scared of the dark. My people always leave a light on and play smooth jazz so I can always see where I'm going and tune out the storms.
I'm going to go... Hey! What'd you do that for, babushka?
Sorry, Harley. I have heat-seeking paws, and they apparently thought you were an intruder.
Well, watch it!
So, what do we do?
Well, my boy Jimmy always says...
On dark and stormy nights... You should always tell scary stories.
Where'd that voice come from?
Oh, I can let you hear voices of people you know, if it's helpful to the story.
Can you let me hear my people tell me I'm a good puppy?
I'm not sure how that helps the story.
I would find it comforting to hear their voices.
Sorry, not in the budget. So do you want to share scary stories?
Sure, I don't actually know any scary stories.
You mean like ghosts and stuff?
Sure.
Oh, I don't like those stories.
The scariest thing that ever happened to me is when I almost died eating bacon.
Yeah, we know. We were there.
Oh, then I got nothing.
So, for the next few minutes, the bullies watched the lightning and listened to the rain, waiting for the moment they could just go home.
I want to go home.
But they would have to wait. As the rain continued to flow in the gutters and leaves dropped their moisture to the ground, the bullies tried to stay calm at Frank's restaurant, where they were used to playing a variety of board games and consuming imitation food products.
This is not what I expected to be doing tonight.
How about if we play a laughing game?
Not much of a laugher, Harley.
Really? You always seem so happy.
Oh, I may look happy, but inside, not so much.
I was kidding, Boaz. No one thinks you're happy.
Is that true?
I'm afraid so, good buddy.
I resume.
Boaz, I hear you're a good storyteller.
Let me guess. He tells stories about the Great Depression. How about warning a guy?
Not in the budget.
The truth is, Boaz was a great storyteller, and as the bullies have only each other to keep themselves company, any diversion would do. But Boaz began his story by telling the bullies that they had all come from famed pirate families. Mamie was related to Carolyn the Fashionably Late.
Oh, I like her already.
Babushka to Eileen de Gruff.
I'm sure I bear a resemblance.
Boaz was related to the renowned Captain Bully Hughes.
After all, it is my story.
Wait, who am I related to?
I didn't want to bring it up.
Well, who?
Sea Monkey Jude.
What was that?
Sea Monkey Jude.
Is it too late to change names?
How about me?
The infamous Bart Dogler. Man the mainsails and batten down the hatches.
You heard Captain Bully Hughes. Step lively, men. Dogs.
Good old first mate Bart Dogler.
At your service, Captain.
Is that a spot I see on the starboard deck?
A nasty seagull that was.
Sea Monkey Jude, swab the decks, lad.
Pardon me, Captain. Why am I called Sea Monkey Jude?
Oh, well, because Squid Face Frankfurter was already taken. Any other questions?
No, sir. Swab the deck, you say?
Yeah, seems we got a bad case of gulls. And be careful of the pirate pups. They're our guests. A precious cargo, as it were.
Ew, gulls really are vile little birds.
Aye, Miss Carolyn, the Fashionably Late.
At your service, Captain Bully Hughes.
Sea Monkey Jude, get Miss Carolyn an umbrella. Step lively, me lad.
Swab the decks, he says. You can get an umbrella, he says.
Arr, you be grumbling, Sea Monkey.
Oh, I heard it too, Captain.
Goodness. Murmurations?
Overflowing with them.
Such a pity. I thought he had better manners.
It's the times, such as they are, ma'am.
Hey, Joni, what's a murmuration?
How am I supposed to know? I think it means his breath smells like peanut butter.
I like Sea Monkey Jude. Do you think he has any jelly?
No, no. Are you finished with that ball?
No, I'm still playing with it.
What are you two doing?
We're playing.
Real puppies chase sticks.
I'm afraid I would run right off the ship. We'd be drowned.
You're not a pretty cat, Chloe.
Uh-uh, Joggy. I'm a bully. I hate cats.
You're so scrawny.
Why does she have to be so mean, Daniel?
Every litter has a runt. Sorry it had to be you, Chloe. I think she's just trying to toughen you up.
I wish you could stop. I don't want to be tough, Daniel.
You're pretty cool. Just the way you are, Chloe.
Thanks, Daniel.
Hey, Cap'n.
Yes, First Mate Dogler.
I got one for you. What would make Sea Monkey Jude a real pirate?
Can't think of what could complete such a miraculous transformation, Dogler.
Just put an eye patch over his eye and make him... I love his son. And make him say, "Arf."
Hey, he sold my joke.
That might be the only thing we haven't tried yet.
That's not very nice, Dogler.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Miss Carolyn.
Yes, little one.
You don't seem so tough.
I should hope not.
My sister Joan's trying to toughen me up.
Is she?
Yeah, but I don't wanna.
Don't pay attention to her, Miss Carolyn. She's just a runt.
Chloe, Joni, maybe we should go play with Sea Monkey Jude.
He smells like peanut butter, you know?
I had no idea. Captain, is that another ship?
Dogler, man the cannons. See the flag?
It can't be.
Get the pirate pups below.
But I want to see why do we also have to go to our rooms.
I got a squeaky toy you can play with, Jody.
I'll take them below, Captain.
Thanks, Daniel.
The fast-approaching ship was commanded by none other than Eileen de Graaf, the only known female canine captain of a pirate ship on the seven seas.
I believe in equality, onion rings, and sea travel.
De Graaf.
Captain Bully Hughes.
You know each other?
Aye, we've been opponents for a long time.
A very long time, miss. Has it really come to this, Captain?
It would appear so, Doggler.
Prepare to be boarded.
What's happening?
Oh, my.
In the tense moments that followed, Captain Bully Hughes and Eileen de Graaf consulted behind closed doors. Carolyn, the fashionably late, went back to her cabin to wait. Bart Dogler paced the decks, while Sea Monkey Jude counted barnacles on the hull.
1,752, 1,753, 1,750...
What do you think is happening, Jude?
Oh, now look what you done. You messed up my counting.
I'm serious, Jude. It's too quiet.
Bart Dogler.
Yes, Captain.
Please bring Carolyn the fashionably late and the pirate pups.
You will need an alternate, Captain Hughes, in case circumstances change.
You, Sea Monkey Jude, you will also report to Captain's quarters.
Me? What did I do?
Would you rather walk the plank?
Walk the plank? Well, that actually sounds reasonable.
Just get in here.
We gotta go in there too.
If the captain says it's all right, then you just have to trust him.
But the captain lady's in there, Daniel. She looks mean.
I know, Chloe. I know.
Soon, Dogler, Carolyn the fashionably late, the pirate pups, and Sea Monkey Jude were witness to an intense strategy session between Captain Bully Hughes and Eileen de Graaf.
I suggest you reevaluate your position, Captain. You may have more than you think.
Darcy. Shh, Chloe. I'm just so serious.
It's no use, de Graaf. I've checked twice and I don't have what you're looking for.
Are you going to make me draw?
I think I'm going to faint.
Don't do that, Jody. I'll never make it without you.
You two stay behind me, okay?
You have to do what you have to do, Eileen. I'm only going to say this once. Go fish.
The bullies were surprised how involved they had become in the story.
Did the captain ever marry Caroline, the fashionably late?
It was just a story, Mamie.
But if it were true, it would explain why we always... how does it go, Mr. Narrator?
Every Saturday, these muscle-bound pets make their way to Frank's restaurant to catch up on life, enjoy a meal together, then play a little Go Fish, Tiddlywinks and charades, always in that order. This was Saturday night for a bully.
There were five bullies in the story, and then there's one, two, three. There's five of us. Maybe them was our relatives.
There were also three pups.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds like the start of a conspiracy theory.
Is it true, Boaz?
Oh, look, we have electricity.
And because bullies are highly distracted, most of them forgot about their questions. But they would dream of pirates during mid-morning naps. And as the bullies began to leave Frank's restaurant after spending a night aboard a ship, they realized just how tired they actually were.
Storms can be exhausting.
You could say that again. But I wish you wouldn't.
I plan on sleeping for a month. See you next Saturday.
Wait, if you're sleeping for a month, how will you be here next Saturday?
Everything is so literal with you.
Hey, mister, is this Frank?
Right through that door, little lady.
It's okay, Daniel and Joni. I found it.
Good, I'm tired of the rain.
Me too. Well, let's go meet him.
But...
You did make that up, right, Boaz?
It would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
But to think I come from a line of pirate bullies is just too much.
Pirate bullies that loved to play go fish.
Well, I suppose I should go home too. Thanks for the story, Boaz.
You're welcome.
You're not so bad when you're telling stories.
You shouldn't get used to it.
I suppose not.
Uncle Boaz?
We weren't sure we'd find you.
It's been a long, long trip.
Boaz?
Do you have any squeaky toys? I have squeaky fries.
Uncle Boaz?
Looks like I'm going to have to learn to share.
I could use some rawhide.
And a dry place to sleep. I'm hungry.
What did I get myself into?
Boaz had been practicing his storytelling skills on his friends. His sister, Deborah, had to take a trip out of town, and Boaz agreed to look after his nephew and nieces until she returned.
Uncle Boaz, would it be okay if I pull on your ears?
No.
Just once?
I think you should let her, Boaz.
Oh, all right. Huh, that's not so bad.
I have sharp teeth, don't I, Uncle Boaz?
Yeah, she bites me all the time, and that's no fun at all.
Although this new adventure might not be long, something icy and hard began to thaw inside Boaz.
Come on, you guys. Let's go home.
Well, I'll be.
I love you, Uncle Boaz.
She loves anyone that lets her pull on their ears.
Uh-uh, you take that back, Daniel.
He's right, Chloe.
Let's play the quiet game.
I don't like that game. It's too quiet.
All the best, Uncle Boaz.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Stormy Nights, Pirate Ships, and Bully Buccaneers. We'd like to thank our cast. Jack McQuillan as the narrator. Katie Dainhart as Harley. Glenn Haskell as Hobart. Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Mamie. Tom Chalker as Boaz. Marie Copan as Babushka. With special guests, Joni Dainhart as Joni.
Chloe Dainhart as Chloe.
Ryan Haskell as Jimmy and Daniel. Stormy Nights, Pirate Ships, and Bully Buccaneers was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Glenn Haskell and Mike Murphy. Executive producer, Captain John Tadrzak. The Bully's main theme is the original composition of William Krupczynski. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Special thanks to the Dainarts who inspired the addition of pirate puppies through two voices and one pirate joke. They've done great things for this episode. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jack McQuillan. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
Testing, testing.
You want me to laugh? Or?
Yeah, be like,
Come on, it's just a simple sentence. Blech.
Ew, gulls are really vile little birds. Why do they call them seagulls anyway? Because they, like, live in the parking lot.
Soon, Dogler, Carolyn the Fashionably Late, the Pirate Pups, and Sea Monkey Jude were witless. Witless.
Yay! Oh, the electricity's back on, the electricity's back on. Hey, do.
Why did I say thanks, Daniel?
Because he said something nice to you.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah! No, when I say da, it's over.